When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Guys, last week we were asking the question, hey, this March Madness, fine, it's good, but it's like kind of standard issue great March Madness. It's not like, oh my God, by March Madness standards. And then a 16 beats a 1, and an Ivy League is in the Sweet 16, and now I think it's bananas even by March Madness standards. I wonder what Seth Greenberg, ESPN basketball analyst,
my guy,
has to say about this. You can follow him at Seth on Hoops. Coach, is
no,
this...
No, his name's not Coach. It's Notorious B-E-R-G. That's what we call it.
Notorious B-E-R-G. Is this now
bad.
Madness even by the standards of March Madness, Coach? Is this extra?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is new blood madness because the blue bloods are gone. Well, UCLA is a blue blood. Maybe Gonzaga is a blue blood. But, yeah, I mean, look, this is what we said the season was going to be. I mean, all season long, we've said there's no team that's really separated themselves. All season long, we said anyone on any given night could beat anyone else. And that's exactly what has happened, almost on steroids, with Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue or Princeton getting to the Sweet 16, although Princeton is a really good team, or FAU in the Sweet 16. I mean, we got Princeton and FAU in the Sweet 16. I mean, Fairleigh Dickinson, a team that is like 300 and something in KenPom, was a couple of plays away from getting to the Sweet 16. That's what this season's been, but we also have some really good teams, the teams that are playing really well, like Michigan State. This is kind of turning into a typical Tom Izzo vintage Michigan State run. Miami, all right, a team with great guard play, and Norm Chad O'Meara, who was in a transfer portal, who no one talked about, but might be one of the most dominant transfers of this season. So we've got great matchups, great games. It's been a great tournament.
Seth, it's the third straight year in which a 15 seed has upset a 2 seed as Princeton took down Arizona. But I do want to go to a bigger subject line for a second, because it really drives me crazy when fans start calling for head coaches' jobs. And I get that maybe tournament success isn't the best, right, for obviously Tony Bennett, who won one in 2019. But I try to sit there and tell Purdue fans over the weekend, yeah, I get it. Like there's a trend going on here with Purdue, right? Like, what is it, a 13 seed they lost to, a 15 seed, and now a 16 seed over the last three seasons. But you can't tell me that Matt Painter is not one of the best coaches in college basketball, even though they haven't had great tournament success. But what do you take to what's happened to Purdue over the last three seasons?
Yeah, I think, Jay Will, you hit it on the head. I think a little bit of it's mental. You know, they had the young backcourt this year, but, I mean, they're still not supposed to lose to Fairleigh Dickinson. Matt is a great coach. I mean, I've sat and watched him practice multiple times. He's a great teacher. He's a great coach. He's a great mentor. His body of work speaks volumes. The success they've had, the number of high seeds they've had is a perfect example. Now, in the tournament, they've underperformed probably three of the last 4 years. They've got to figure out a way to have some agility. When things go south in the tournament, they've got to find a way to have some type of agility. What I mean by that is, you know, whether it's a secondary defense, whether it's a way for those guys mentally to get to the next play. Their guard play was exploited a little bit at the end of the season. It was exploited in that game. It shouldn't have been, although you got to give Fairleigh Dickinson credit. You know, I always talk about the art of the upset, Jay Will. Impose your identity on the game. Fairleigh Dickinson did that. And then when they did that, quite honestly, Purdue did not respond. They didn't respond. Pressure is something, you know, that is real. Pressure's real. You don't think the back of those kids' minds, oh, hey, that was a different season. This is a different team. Look, they're still putting that Purdue jersey on and the pressure of getting that monkey off the back. But I also remember years when people said Jay Wright couldn't win a national championship.
Exactly.
How'd that sound?
Crazy.
You know, and the same thing's going on with John Calipari. I mean, like, hey, John did a great job. You know, and yesterday they didn't do a very good job down the stretch. I thought that Antonio Reeves, I mean, look, I mean, the guy shot the lights out to the game before. He couldn't make a shot. He got open shots, and he took one real bad one at the end of the game. But that team was battered and beat up all season long. They stayed resilient. Give Kansas State credit. Sometimes you just got to give the other guy credit. But that's not social media. That's not talk radio. That's not the internet. That's not gurus that, you know, never coached that, you know, think it's just easy to win a game. It's hard winning a game, man.
So, Seth, all right, let's keep going for a second, because I'm sitting there talking about Alabama, and now I'm watching Alabama, number one seed in the South remaining, with the 5, the 16, and 15 seeds. Are you locking Alabama into the Final Four?
I locked them at the beginning. I'll tell you, this is the type of team, though, San Diego State, that is a matchup problem for them. Think about the teams that have beat them. What are the teams that beat them? Tennessee's beat them. Oklahoma's beat them. Physical, tough teams that get up and under. UConn's beat them. They have a problem when you disrupt their rhythm. San Diego State's going to make this a half-court game. San Diego State is going to make this a rock fight. It'll be interesting how they handle that. I think they're the most talented team. I think they're the team that can survive a guy in foul trouble or a guy not having a good game. They can beat you at the rim. They can beat you from the three. They can beat you with their defense. They can beat you by turning you over. They can beat you by getting to the offensive glass. Alabama's the most talented team with the most talented player in the tournament in Brandon Miller. But this is not a great matchup for them. They get by San Diego State. I think they win the national championship is my prediction. But San Diego State will not be a cakewalker.
Okay, so Seth, with that moving on, Princeton. I mean, what? What? I mean, these teams from Jersey, man, have been making these runs. I mean, yeah, St. Peter's last year with Shaheen Holloway. You had Harvard on a hack and sack, as you like to call it, you know, an FDU. And now you have Princeton down in South Jersey that's, you know, making an incredible one, winning in a convincing nature. How far do you think Princeton can actually go in this whole thing?
You know, Princeton's a good team. I don't care what league they play in, they're a good team. And they're a little different. They're not running all that Princeton stuff. They're running more four-round one. They got Awana, their 6'7 center or 6'8 center. He's like a point center. Great handles, gets in the lane, makes play, longboard knocks down shots, Pierce rebounds the ball. They're physical defensively. They don't back down to anyone. They're really, really good defensively. You know, they have a chance. This is a Princeton team that has a chance. You know, it wasn't a fluke what they did to Missouri. Now, look, Missouri was a good matchup for Princeton. You say, why was Missouri a good matchup for Princeton? SEC, Ivy League, what do they have in common? I'll tell you what. Missouri struggled to defend the three-point line. Princeton shoots the three. Missouri struggled to rebound the ball on the defensive end. Princeton got to the offensive glass. And then Missouri relies on their ability to turn you over. Princeton doesn't turn it over. That was a good matchup. Like, when that matchup came out, I said, wait a second here. I wish I could redo my bracket, because that was a good matchup for a Princeton team that the things that they do well, Missouri struggled with, and you know what, they took advantage of that. There's no doubt about it. Now Creighton's a different team. Creighton can pass and catch. Peyton plays fast. They play slow. The player's got a big that can defend out on the floor in Cockburn, and they got a tough matchup in Trey Alexander. They got Bella Scheinemann, who is like a three-man that rebounds like a four-guy. I think that's going to be a tough matchup, but Princeton's a very good basketball team. It must be, you know, as you texted me yesterday, Jersey guards.
Seth Greenberg, ESPN basketball analyst, joining us this morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Seth, we talk about it every year. Gonzaga, your favorite, my favorite, seems to not. When they're the number one seeds and they're rolling, it seems to not get it done. They went to the finals, Final Four before, but hadn't yet to win a championship. Tough squeaker against TCU yesterday. Now they go up against UCLA 3-2. It's all set in the Sweet 16. Can they come out of this thing alive and continue this magic?
I don't even call it magic. They're really good. Like, they're a three seed, and everyone's going, oh, man, Gonzaga's having a down season. I wish I had a down season being a three seed. You know, I mean, look, Gonzaga is – we know how good they are offensively in the flow. They're number one in offensive efficiency. Timmy's a tough matchup. Strother is playing more downhill. I think they're getting really good minutes off Malachi Smith off the bench. UCLA is another team that's going to muck it up. I mean, think about it. What was it, 2021? Was that great game in the bubble in the half-court shot by Jalen Suggs? If I'm not mistaken, it was 2021. I'm bad with years. You know that, Jay Will. This could be another instant classic. I mean, now look, Gonzaga's going to want to go up and down. UCLA's going to extend their defense and pressure them. They're going to try to push them out a step. But UCLA's got tough matchups. Jaime Jaquez, we talk about Drew Timmy. Jaime Jaquez might be one of the toughest matchups in the tournament. I mean, at 6'8", anytime they need something, he whatever it is, he makes it happen. Tiger Campbell is an elite leader. Now, they're relying on two freshmen, Mari Bailey, who's played really well, and Adembona. Adembona is going to have to be incredibly disciplined in this game to stay down and on Drew Timmy, or he won't last very long in this game because Timmy will shot fake him, step through, play to contact, and get to the line. But, yeah, this is a great opportunity for Gonzaga and for UCLA. Don't discount Mick Cronin's team. I'm just telling you. I mean, this is an even matchup, but opposites attract. You know, style makes fights. Who can impose their identity on the game? UCLA is going to want to make this thing physical, more in the half court, only run on opportunity, create turnovers. That's how they're going to get out in transition. And Mark Few is going to want to play in flow. So I think Gonzaga can win this game, and this could be the year. An older team, but they've got to defend like they've been defending the last few weeks. Earlier in the season, Jay Will on his bum leg could have stepped out and gotten 40 on him.
Coach Seth Greenberg, notorious BERG, according to Jay, basketball analyst here at ESPN. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, Seth.
Max, thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
See you in Houston, brother.
Jay, what do you think the biggest storyline is so far in the tournament?
I mean, you had another number one seed go down.
That's number one?
To me, like that, or, you know, three straight years of a 15 beating a two seed. Like, that's where we are with college basketball.
Ivy League getting to the Sweet 16.
But not even, like, Princeton has a legitimate shot at getting to the Final Four.
I would love to see that.
I never thought I would be saying that out loud. Like, if you're looking at that region, you're sitting there saying to yourself, okay, well, Princeton just has to go through
Creighton,
and they get by Creighton, then they're going to see San Diego State or Furman?
Like, yeah, right, because of the Furman.
I'm sorry, Alabama or San Diego State, excuse me.
No.
Like,
no,
so obviously they wouldn't be Alabama, but
Alabama's
still, Princeton, like, against Alabama, like, I don't know. You get there. We'll see.
Has Joel Embiid locked up the MVP? By the way, Key, I see you got it all lined up and the whole thing. Last week, that was a topic of conversation on this show. But, look, Key's looking official again. Look
what are you
at
talking
this.
About his hair?
Yeah. It just takes a day.
Takes a day. That's all.
Looks all dark. Right.
It's dark.
Say
I got
ESPN.
Dye in my hair.
729-3776.
I'm a grown ass man. I choose to do what I choose to do.
KJM, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and back after these brief messages.
I get aggressive when I need to.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Is the MVP race in the NBA over? And no, I don't mean because Jokic has it wrapped up, although that's what it looked like several weeks ago when Tim Bontemps did his straw poll he does annually on ESPN.com. Jokic was the runaway winner,
guys,
right?
I got to be honest. I'm not even focused on Joel Embiid. I'm watching episode 4
man, will you
of
stop?
Key's reality show, Nancy's Bedroom Blitz. The title itself
makes me chuckle like a kid. And I have so many follow-up questions I need to ask Key about this title. But more so, who came up with the titles of all these different episodes?
All I know is if you and Max need some help decorating y'all crib,
oh my God.
Just holler at your boy, man. Holler at me.
What?
They didn't get to me, Max.
They got to you.
No, honestly, I can do everything. Yeah, I'm a Renaissance man.
You want me to tell you the truth? It's not. I don't think they got to you behind this. It's like when I hear about you did a darkness retreat. That's when they got to you. But this is all good. This is good.
Wait, no, Pat, can you run through some more of those titles? Pat, can you please bring up some of those titles?
No, we're going to talk about the Embiid.
I don't want to talk about Joel Embiid. I want to talk about expanding upon Nancy's bedroom blitz.
What about Nadine and Jeff's homeowner holding?
Oh, holding.
Jessica and Chris's neutral zone.
Oh, God.
What happens in the neutral zone?
Is there a furniture piece associated with the neutral zone? I need to know.
Man, it's all around sports and football. Man, be quiet.
Can you imagine Key with the Nancy bedroom blitz? Like, look at your mattress.
So
it's too soft.
Joel,
to burn that up over here.
It's an MVP race, man. And when you think about the Sixers, you know, it's the first time in Sixers history, 30-plus.
Jill and Rob's baby bowl game.
Oh, my God. Wait a second.
30 points, plus points in 9 straight games.
I love morning radio. This is all I want to talk about for the rest of the show. I'm crying, Key. My face is purple.
Anissa and Tim's 2-point conversion.
Jesus.
Yeah, we converted something. What did we convert? I don't know.
By the way, where did that air, Key?
Yeah.
Oh, God, this was years ago. I don't know.
God,
I don't know exactly. When was it, Jay? You got the whole hookup.
I need to do more diligence on it. I'm just because
everyone watches those HGTV shows.
Oh, no, we was rocking.
You can put that on with.
Oh, I was rocking.
Yeah, you can put that on like Wall Street.
I wish I wouldn't have stopped, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
What episode?
I did. ESPN, you know.
You could do House Hunters, you and your
don't
wife
worry.
Are looking for
Oh, don't you worry. I'm coming back.
It was on A&E.
Television set near you.
It was on A&E.
It was on A&E.
Oh, what you thought I was playing around?
Where did we lose momentum? How come we didn't get season 2, season 3?
No, we lost momentum because
apparently they didn't convert on that 2-point conversion, Jay.
Nancy's 2-point conversion in the back
room.
I
couldn't do it, Jay. I got real busy with NFL countdown and just wasn't didn't have it. That stuff is time consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time
how long it take you to shoot that?
I mean, that's
shoot
what happens
an episode?
You were the star of it. That's what I'm saying. You just executive produce.
No, but I'm involved, man. I'm not one of those dudes that, Jay, I wasn't one of those cats that just show up and, I wanted to shop and look at the stuff. That's just me.
Who went hands on?
Hold on. I found an article from the Daily News when this came out, and it was talking about that first episode. Apparently Curtis, his first client, was one of your former old USC football teammates. And in the story says, Curtis is now married to Dawn, and they have 3 daughters. Curtis loves them all, he says, but sometimes he needs a place to take a break. So he'd like to convert the garage into a man room where he can set up a big old TV and watch sports with a few of his man friends.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hooked him up with a man cave.
Is that the neutral zone?
Yeah. That's I hooked him up with a man cave. His whole garage looked crazy at the end of the day.
That was Dawn and Curtis's garage gridiron.
So you're helping Curtis get the hell away from Dawn. That's what you're helping Curtis do. But Curtis, I got you.
This was
neutral zone infraction.
You got to stay married and not talk to your wife.
Talk about like just being harsh. Skilled at this is the beginning of the article. Skilled as Keyshawn Johnson may have been at running patterns on the field, it will take a while before he's an all-star at picking out patterns for living room furniture.
So this is like Pimp My Ride, but Key's just retooing rooms.
Pimp Curtis's garage.
Oh, man. I told you I'm gonna hook Jay and Max up.
No, you ain't. You're gonna pass. I'll be okay.
Oh, so you don't want the brother to make no money from you is what you're telling me.
No, I used to be out of the interior design game. You've been out of the game for a while. You know what I mean? You just stay in it.
So like I'm an old coach that's been sitting on the sideline, huh? Okay.
We're gonna
got it. I want to get my hat back in it, Max.
Yeah.
He won't allow me to get back in it.
Well, you can't just jump into the head coaching role. You got to start as a coordinator.
Forget Keeler. You know, you can't just get a head coaching job.
You start picking out the room colors.
Figure what you look like, Key. You know, you can't. You ain't going to get all the success.
That was extremely fun doing that, though.
Yeah, tackling design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson visits the sofa.
What were your favorite stores, like your stores of choice?
Man, we went to a lot of, there was so much different stuff. But the one out of all the episodes where I did a room for autistic kid in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And that was fun, though. It was fun because it was just cool to be able to be in that space and be able to understand different things about autistic kids and mm-hmm. understanding the light and the colors and how to make it safe for them. It was that part was cool. What you showing me, man? What's wrong with that, man?
These headshots, though.
What's wrong with that?
Doing with the hand?
That's television.
You never sit that way.
That's television,
sir. Put your chin up a little bit more. Put your chin up a little bit more.
Yeah, that's perfect. Now Jay, smile. It's no, that's a too different. Much. No, now take it down.
It's a different space than sports. I can't help it because I have a lot of talent.
Why your eyebrows look at?
I got a lot of different talent, man. I just got a lot of different talent, Jay. I can cook. I can design. I can talk sports. I mean, it's just not a lot of different talents. You know?
Okay.
Right? I mean, come on now.
Give me the damn carpet.
Just give me the damn
carpet. Yates, man, you better be quiet.
That wasn't the name of an episode.
I'm done, dog.
Yeah, see, that's y'all
just
problem.
Give me the damn Persian rug.
Y'all never going to have... Look at that, man. That dude fresh, man.
Look at that. Wait, the side pose, or where you look away, but you ain't really looking away at nothing?
Man, look at that jeans. Big old jeans, big ass jeans.
This is so in the early 2000s. Let me wear a size 5X on these suits. Oh, God. Thank you.
Y'all so funny.
Would Jay's episode be called Jay's Jersey Juke, where they help him fix his new house in New Jersey?
See, when Key used to ask you if you had hardwood floors, you thought he was playing with you. He really wanted to know. No, he wanted to know because he found some nice, wide plank hardwood floors
that
would go perfect with the wallpaper, Jay.
We'll talk about Joel Embiid coming back. I just had to address that. That was – thank you, Key. Thank you.
I mean, I got a lot of good stuff in my life, man. You got to remember, Jay, I've been around a long time.
Boy, I know.
I've done a lot of work.
True. Key shows you houses and stuff. He says, this is my crib in Miami in the 70s somehow. On the water and stuff. He's
the Prius
living
is
next
everything.
Door to like Don Cornelius or whoever it was. It was always some famous person from a million years ago.
I did. Hey, the crazy thing is I did live next door to Don Cornelius.
See, I never even heard that. I knew it.
Look, Key looks like Shaq in the Prius. Look how big a kid. Look. Barely fit in
man,
the
that's
Prius.
The camera shot,
Key,
man.
You're,
it's a lot of
in the back seat,
up
Jay.
against the seatbelt on the side.
No,
look,
man,
there ain't
I'm
no
good,
room.
Man.
Your shoulder is the same size as the window.
Man, that Prius ugly. That's like one of the first versions.
They had to cut a hole through the roof, and Key could drive with his head popped out of the roof.
Everybody had Priuses back then.
Yeah, it was a big thing back then.
Yeah, Teslas are it now. For some people, Max. Sorry.
Well, no. I'm in one now. I'm getting out of it permanently.
That's what I love about
the
show.
Up, yeah.
Molly Karam comes in, right? Host of First Take comes in, and she's dying laughing. She's like, thank y'all. She's like, this gave me the biggest chuckle I've had all day watching Key in that little
She loved the names, the different segments.
Oh.
All right.
Nancy's Bedroom Blitz.
Has
what
Joel
the
MB
hell's wrong with you?
Hey, you came up with the titles. Not me.
Grow up.
All right.
Y'all don't laugh.
Max gets back on track, Max. Come on.
Hopefully, Nancy got to the quarterback. Has Joel Embiid locked up the MVP? Well, if you blitz. Has Joel Embiid locked up the MVP? That is the question. I think maybe. I'd say there's a 50-50 chance we answer it coming up. ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Been trying for the last, like, hour. But what? Jay can't get past Key's...
What, to talk about the MVP race?
Yeah.
Nah. We talk about it every day.
Well?
Who is it, Jokic? Who is it, Joel Embiid? How about I want to see them both get to the Western and Eastern Conference Finals. How about that?
Well, we could have a whole separate conversation about the ridiculousness of having a regular season MVP in a league where two-thirds of the team literally are playing after the regular season.
Well, Max, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. So they're going to eventually tell us who the regular season MVP is.
Yep.
But we have new criteria on this show about who we deem our MVP.
Sure.
So when we get to the end of the playoffs, once we see where Giannis finished, where Joel Embiid
and
finishes, and where Jokic finishes and how they play,
you don't need to chip up to win the MVP.
No,
but we need to see how you play in the biggest games.
The full body of work, because it shouldn't be a regular season award. It needs to be the entire body of work award.
By the way, this is something that Bill James, you know, the godfather of sabermetrics in baseball, used to talk about Reggie Jackson and players like that who had these amazing postseasons. And he'd be like, people don't want to count the postseason for some reason. Actually, it counts more than anything else. Here is the KJM criteria for the MVP. This is according to Jay. This doesn't mean that you have to check each one of these boxes. It means all these things are considered. Finish in the top 10 of scoring or close.
Back in TV games.
I think we could rephrase that. But okay, teams must finish top 4 in their conference. I also disagree with this. Win share, because I don't care how you finish in your conference, since we just said the regular season is not important to the postseason.
Yeah, but the regular season does matter. It carries weight, just like the postseason carries weight. Bless you. Oh, he's sneezing again. Oh, geez. Oh, man. Yes, we can still hear you. He's going for the third sneeze. Oh, three in a row.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Be high. All right. Win share metrics to be in the top 15. That's fine.
Number three.
Must play a minimum of 65 games. That's 80% of the games. Nothing wrong with that. Can you carry your team when key teammates are out? Look at what Giannis has done without Middleton this year.
Look what Embiid has done without Harden.
That's right. The impact in national TV matchups. Yes. It encourages players to play in the big games.
I'm trying to help ESPN.
Postseason success. That's mandatory. Yes. Right. If your team doesn't make the postseason, don't come at
me. Yeah, I don't care about number two.
It's just metrics to
build
off.
No, I understand. I'm just saying I don't care about that one.
The top four in your conference?
Oh, yeah, right. Same. Me either.
Yeah, it's fine.
So if you come in seventh in your conference,
you're good.
Well, I'm saying if you top 10 score, you're probably going to be, you know.
Bradley Beal.
Oh, you mean team-wise top four?
Yeah, team-wise top four.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think. I would say that because even when Westbrook went for the triple-double, I believe it was the first time, OKC was like, they were barely scrapping to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but can I make the argument against it, Jay?
Sure.
So you correctly point out, in a league where all these teams like are in the playoffs, we should wait till the end of the playoffs to make a determination. Let's not ignore the highest leverage games. Well, the real issue with being top four in the regular season is that you get home court. You get at least one home court series, right? But if we're waiting to see in the playoffs and this superstar elevates his team and wins on the road, then I'm not worried about where you finished in the conference.
Yeah, it's not absolute. Like, just the same way
it's broken it down.
One
of the things you're considering.
Yeah.
I think because you had it so high on the list, it's bothering
me. No, but the list is just it's my random. It's not like one, two as importance, right? It's just like my things that I think are important.
So even the way they do it now, though, it looked like Jokic was going to run away with it. And then Two things happened.
It looked like he was going to run away with it, but everybody was selling you a month ago he was going to run away.
Yeah, right. So, but I'm saying, I think because as a result of that, it was Tim Bontemps' straw poll that set that off, right? Like, oh my God, 80% respondents say he's going to go to Jokic. I think people had a reaction to that, Key. It was like a backlash, like, hold on, timeout. Again, three in a row? There was that, but also coinciding with that, Embiid's been playing out of his mind.
I think that right now it's Embiid. Giannis is right there because of the success they've had without Chris Middleton. They're number one in the East. And I think the recent slid, even though Jokic has been playing well, but impact of team winning, them losing 5 of 7, has been a problem for the Denver Nuggets, which is why I will have Jokic third.
And if you're walking into, the playoffs struggling, you're most likely going to find yourself going home in the first round because that struggle probably going to continue.
About Tatum and the Celtics, I feel like.
That's a whole other story.
I feel
we're
like.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, like the Celtics were the best team. It looked like they were going to be the best team wire to wire, right? Like, oh my God, they're killing the game. And Tatum, a lot of people picked him to win MVP. And, you know, he didn't have a good finals, but he was a two-way star in the playoffs until the finals. And Jay, it's like, I feel like the pressure's a little off Tatum because of the way the Celtics are sliding right now.
No, he's not involved in the MVP conversation anymore.
But
the pressure is not off Tatum.
But he
not
was off involved the in the MVP conversation.
Have you been seeing what Jalen Brown has been talking about? I mean, how difficult it is for him to be in Boston and race, and how difficult it was for him to buy a house. It does make you wonder, like, will these two stay together?
Mm-hmm.
Like, will Jalen Brown want to stay in Boston if they don't have postseason success?
So there is that ticking clock pressure.
It feels Boston, like there is.
Boston all of a sudden went in a different direction. Once they took the interim tag off the coach and gave him a new deal, it was like...
Boy.
Yeah, and Robert Williams is hurt.
Robert Williams is hurt.
They're not as good
Lord,
defensively.
That's a big thing.
But I mean, obviously,
he's always been hurt
missing,
the last couple years.
But
he's
key,
been
that's
hurt.
When you miss him players. But, right? I mean, all of a sudden, coach gets the interim tag taken away, gets a little nice bump,
struggle
and then
state.
They just all of a sudden turn into a different team.
You know how sometimes something's so blinding that you don't even see it, right? It's like... That's one of those things that you just pointed out, Key. Now that you said it, it's like hitting me right in the face.
And by the way,
when did it turn south for this team?
They keep blowing double-digit leads, too. It's crazy. They blew a 19-point lead the other night.
What did I say, Max, to make your eyebrows go up just now?
You said
I did what?
As soon as the interim coach was made the head coach, that's when, to my recollection, it was like, oh, what just happened?
That's what I said, though, right?
Yeah.
Me.
I just gave you credit. I said it
was
a great
What's my
point.
Name?
Keyshawn what's, Johnson.
Okay.
You know what bothers me
What show is this, Max?
KJM. Now.
So Keyshawn Johnson on KJM said
it's
what?
Tackle and Design.
Keyshawn Johnson. On Keyshawn, J. Will and Max said that when the interim title was taken off coach and he was made the coach, that coincided with the team heading in the wrong direction on this day.
I just want to make sure.
March 20th, 2023, Keyshawn Johnson made this declaration.
I just want to make sure, though, when we make our declarations on our show, that other shows at other networks, hosts don't steal our stuff.
Or at least credit.
And then make it sound as though they came up with it because I heard something the other day that you said, and then all of a sudden somebody else ran with it and made it sound, so I just want to make
sure. Before you respond, can I just say how much I love this? Because I love petty stuff.
Yeah.
I love when we have show versus show fights. Hmm. I love it.
Well, this is how I feel about that.
No, it's not a show versus show fight.
No, but it kind of is.
It's kind of like we're putting
our stake in the ground.
I recognize that we lead the sports world off, Jay, in the morning.
Yes.
I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind ESPN and other shows at our network
piggyback
and some of the talent that we work with and have these conversations with use some of the things that we say on other shows because they were probably on the show with us and had some sort of dialogue, crossover producers and whatnot. But when other shows outside of the Mickey Mouse steals what Max says or Jay says or I say and they run it as if they came up with the bright ideas of them on their own, no, I'm not having
Mickey going to have to pay you a visit.
Yeah, Mickey got to pay you a visit.
Mickey, hey. I don't want to see Mickey at my door.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing, though. You know how I view
that,
Key? You know how I view that? Dr. Dre, right? Or on the East Coast, someone like the RZA or whoever, whatever producer you want to pick out. someone could steal a beat from them, an idea, whatever, whatever. Man, they're the franchise. When you're the generator of the ideas, you got another idea coming down the pike, another one coming down the pike.
Why don't you just randomly make something up and somebody else has said it before in the past and you didn't know they
that
said
happens
it.
All the time.
Yeah.
People come to the same conclusion and it can seem fishy, but they come to the
same. No, not same conclusion word for word.
Yeah. No, Jay's
bringing
up something
else. Miss me with that.
Yeah, the word for word thing. I'm like, oh, I think I've heard exactly the same thing before. Yeah.
Yes, word for word.
Matter of fact, even when I talk about what you, I quote you two on this just in all the time, at least once or twice
you don't
a
have
day.
To quote us.
No, but I do because I want people to know where it came from. Jay doesn't quote me, but I have to quote him.
No,
but
I quote you all the time.
No, but yeah, except without my name
when you
involved.
You say things like Max. Max, when you say things like Michael Jordan hadn't ever done anything before, you know, and when I hear that at other places, you know, it just makes my antenna go up. That's all.
I see.
That's all.
Yeah, gotta go to break now.
Has Embiid locked up the MVP?
Jeez.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Okay, let's go to break fast.
Tackling design.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Jokic was running away with MVP.
I did think Jokic had a lead, but it's not just about how you start the season. It's the way you end the season as well. So at the end of the day, like to me, like this is a race. I think if I were to create a hierarchy, it would have Joel Embiid with a slight edge over Giannis, and then I would have Jokic third.
I'm a boss.
I agree with you, Jay. That would be my 1-2-3 also. Embiid, slight edge over Giannis, and then Jokic. And by the way, could still change by the end of the season.
I'm a boss. Hey, man, he was a boss. He had buffalo in his backyard. I can't hear you, Jay.
Yeah, the neighbors are getting mad, right?
Yeah.
Jay, I can't hear you.
Getting mad. The bison are going on the...
Oh, I couldn't hear you. You had said something, but I couldn't hear you.
No, yeah, I was trying to get Yates to get some sound.
Oh.
Of what we're talking for, but yeah.
Wait till they start, you know, with the DNA, getting the woolly mammoths and all those extinct species back, you know... You know, rappers like Rick Ross would be the first ones to have like a woolly mammoth roaming out to people's backyard.
Rick Ross, Rick Ross is crazy as hell.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Rick Ross's neighbors are mad because his buffalo.
What the hell? He has buffaloes in his backyard in Atlanta, Georgia, where he lives at. I'm assuming it was the house that he bought from Evander Holyfield because of the acreage and the area that it's located in. But he has some buffalo that was gifted to him.
He got like extinct animals over there.
Yeah, he's got
some. Keep your saber-toothed tiger off of my lawn?
And a drinking game called Buffalo, but I've never seen a real buffalo.
But the fact that Rick Ross, I'm like, aren't you from Miami? How did you?
What's he doing? Why?
That
why
doesn't even go together.
It's like Mike Tyson having, he's like, hey, look at
Miami and Buffalo?
No, I'm not looking at a tiger.
That doesn't even go together, though. Miami and Buffalo. That doesn't even, I was like, yeah.
Sounds like the AFC East.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like the AFC East.
Hey, Key, Ross put on this kick where he's trying to get all this livestock and all that, you know, is equity in there. So
Wingstop and Buffalo Wings.
You guys can keep the Buffalo.
I think we're onto something here.
You can keep the Buffalo. Man, give me the Jet.
He owns Wingstops. Wingstops. Yeah. Buffalo Wings.
Oh, no, I don't think that's it.
Yo. Oh
no, can't be.
Oh no, can't be.
So what you're saying is,
you know, them buffalo get up to 2,500 pounds, man.
Yeah, how many wings can you get with one buffalo? That's what I'm saying.
He's not crazy, what? Man.
You ever see wings on a buffalo?
I've never seen wings on a buffalo.
So you guys are saying he wants a home where the buffalo roam?
But I've also seen the emblem of wings on buffaloes, but I've never seen Buffalo wings. No, yeah, I've never seen
wings on buffaloes. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I don't think anybody.
Brent
has.
In Tacoma, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Oh, what's going on, Philly? Shout out. Hey, that's hella funny, but the Buffalo thing, because you know what's funny is right before I called, I was on TMZ, too, and I saw that thing about the Buffalo. And then, you know,
we weren't on TMZ, though.
What was that?
Thank God.
We weren't on TMZ. We
Thank
got
God
this
we
from,
weren't.
Yeah, we got this yeah, from right? our producers.
Hey, but you know what, though? Shout out to Keyshawn, because you know what? If you type in his name on there, it got we'll go back to, like, 2013 last year. His name pops up on there. So shout out to him for keeping his name out of there.
We ain't trying to be on TMZ, man. You on TMZ. Going down the wrong end.
You know what I mean?
No, TMZ, is to, if yeah, you live in L.A., bad. Though, they catch you but, coming out of Mastro's and all these places. And sometimes they just want your opinion on
that's when they're friendly with you. That's when they're friendly with you. You haven't been on the dark side. You haven't been on the dark side of TMZ.
No, no, you got to. You better stay on the right side of TMZ for sure. For sure. Go ahead and stay on their good side, yeah.
Hey, and you know what, Max? You said something super smart this morning that I never heard before. You called the offensive line. Like a puff or like a pitching staff. I never heard that analogy, but that was super smart.
Well, only
like
because the way
you'll hear it later on in the day. Just listen to some other networks.
But the way it used to be, you needed 5 starters to get through a season, right? And now you need 8 because you know you need 3 dudes in the high minors or else in the middle relief that can step in because there's so many injuries. Well, it's the same thing with an O line. You need 5. No, you really need 8 good O linemen because you need 3 versatile dudes to fill in because there will be injuries. Man, it happens all the time.
This is what happens when somebody tells you that you're smart. You feel the need to say it over again in a different way.
Yeah, now can you tell me I'm smart again? Matt in Illinois, you're on KJM.
Hey, hey, what I like to say is for the MVP race, it'll be Embiid 1, Giannis 2, Joker 3. But from here on out, it's a horse race to the finish line, man. 100%. Anybody can do anything at this point.
Exactly.
And Key, I like to say I met Harry Douglas this weekend, and tell your boy he needs to get some better security guards than that retired congressman he got. He makes too much money.
Okay.
Wait, he said something about somebody.
He said Harry Douglas need better security guards.
He said Harry Douglas security trash.
I didn't even know Harry had security. I didn't know Harry rolled around like that.
What was he? He might have been working or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Harry, yeah, call into the show. Explain yourself.
Explain yourself, Harry. He said get better security. They were trash.
He said Harry had half-ass
security.
He had
old security, apparently, at the club or something.
But, at least he got security if he was at the club.
You know, Key, the people, we all know the people to be out. Like, man, your security guy, he's 90 years old. What are he going to do with the earpiece on in the club? What are you?
Man, I don't. I use Max security when I need it. I don't. You know, I usually call up Max's guys.
We got Marvin in New Jersey. Marvin, what you got, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm calling about the NBA MVP race.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say Joel has locked it up, but he's definitely number one as of today, followed by Jokic and Giannis. Philly has won 8 straight games, 9 straight 30-point-plus games.
You think Jokic is second? You think Giannis is third right now?
I think Jokic and Giannis is neck and neck. I mean, the Nuggets have been struggling as of late. I would definitely say it's Joel's MVP right now to lose, definitely. Mm.
See, but he did it over the last couple weeks by catching like crazy fire. And I wonder how much of it is he had the same reaction to the Jokic talk that the rest of us did. Like, wait, hold on.
Or maybe he's just kicking in high gear because he realized – they're coming down the stretch. It's going to be extremely important, not only for the MVP race, but also taking a momentum into a heavy-loaded top half of the conference.
Can I just tell y'all something? If I am Jokic, I don't give a damn about the MVP.
No, you
shouldn't. I do not care. This is all media manufactured. Y'all go ahead, run away with this conversation. You want to give it to Joel Embiid? Fine. I don't care. I got to win. Like, to me, like, that's the bigger conversation around Jokic, is that this team's sliding. This is the best year for them to win a chip, Key. They got to win.
I think it's a conversation around anybody when you start talking about MVP trophies. As I always said, you know, Jay, you know, people talk about careers and this, that, and that. I said, man, I don't give a damn about none of that. None of that. All I care about is winning a chip.
Mm-hmm.
One chip. All I need is one.
If Jokic wins a chip, it retro. And if Jokic wins the chip, then whether or not he wins the MVP this year, it retroactively justifies everything that's come in the last 3 years and elevates his place in history, right? Like, all of a sudden, we're going to look at him a lot differently.
I mean, what if
he doesn't, it's not going to look good.
What if Joel Embiid wins the MVP and then gets bounced in the second round?
Similarly, it will not look good for him. Although, in Embiid's case...
See, you look at Embiid differently than Jokic.
Because Jokic brings the ball up.
No, they'd be the same thing. They would be the same thing still.
KJM, much more coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.